Sunday from Maimonides Park, the final regular season home game of the 2022 season. The Cyclones are right there. They're a half game behind the Hudson Valley Renegades for first place, that playoff spot, vying for a second half division title. And continuing to play well against Wilmington this week is the key to chasing down a potential playoff spot. So this is the final home game of 2022, the only time that the Cyclones could potentially return back to this field this year. Is if they do make the playoffs, would host that first game against Aberdeen on Tuesday, September 13th. So we're hoping that this may not be such a tearful goodbye after all. Next week, though, six more games. Cyclones are in Winston-Salem to wrap up the regular season. But the Clones come in today, a chance to win four out of six and send Mike Vassell to the mound. Good to have Mikey back in New York City. Vassell is returning from an elbow injury that he sustained at the end of June against Hudson Valley. And he faces lefty Dustin Science. Science pitched on Tuesday for Wilmington. But Vassell, three innings scheduled today, about 45 pitches. I went into A.J. Sager's office. I said, 3:45? And he goes, ish. I said, okay, thank you, A.J. And so Vassell, three today, 45-ish. And then a piggybacker in Junior Santos who gets out there today. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. So, Nick, we've got at least two solid arms today on the mound to help the Cyclones continue this push for a potential playoff spot and a potential return to this field.
Cyclones hoping that Mike Vassell can be outstanding through ish today. That's right. That's the hope. And we'll see if he can deliver. the way the Cyclones pitching staff has all series long. It has been really impressive what they have done to this Wilmington offense, who scored 11 on Wednesday, and that was the lone blemish for the Cyclones in this series from a pitching staff perspective. They scored four runs in the other four games of this series, so it's been really impressive what Brooklyn has been able to do. And again, getting the win yesterday 2-1 to stay half a game back of Hudson Valley with now seven games remaining in the regular season. Got more really good pitching in yesterday's game. Cologne to Tavares to Dyson Acosta as the staff stayed sharp. And it has been really impressive what they have been able to do, and got just enough hitting as well for the Cyclones yesterday. JT Schwartz with that go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the fifth inning to lead the Cyclones to the 2-1 victory. 2.35 ERA for Brooklyn pitching over the first five games of this series. 56 strikeouts to just eight walks. It's been impressive. And the hitting has been solid as well. Up and down a little bit. It's been odd for this Brooklyn offense. They have had a good approach, swung it well, a couple of 11-hit performances that have resulted in two runs in this series. Did that yesterday. Was the second time in this series that they put up double-digit hits and came away only with two runs, so trying to capitalize more with runners on base. Know that the process has been solid, but it is crunch time for the Cyclones with seven games remaining in the regular season. Less about the process and more about getting the results. That's crucial down the stretch and taking advantage of the chances that they have with runners on base. Wilmington has been outplayed for most of this series. They have come away with a couple of wins stolen on Wednesday, and then again in a 1-0 extra inning win where they were able to shut down the Cyclones offense. But they are looking to escape Brooklyn with a series split as they warm up down the left field line. Mentioned the struggles for the offense outside of that 11-run outburst in the win on Wednesday. Four runs in four games. So the Cyclones looking to stay strong with their pitching staff this afternoon. It is Sunday, the final regular season home game of the season. And for one final time on the home slate, the manager's report with Luis Rivera. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Sunday from Coney Island. One final time in the regular season that the Cyclones play at home. Keith Radd in the manager's office chatting with Luis Rivera ahead of a chance to win the series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. They're sitting a half game behind first place, that playoff spot, with seven games left to play. I feel like we've said that over and over, and nothing's changed here, Louis. We have to keep fighting to the very end. How does it feel to kind of every single day know you have to win?
Well, in one way, I think it's good, because that keep the team motivated and with a lot of energy to keep working hard and playing hard and stay home and keep playing hard.
Now for you, I know that you've had a lot of experience in the minor leagues. How cool is it to potentially get into the playoffs? Because not every chance you have every year to get in is presented to you.
It's great. That's something that I've been telling the guys, that is make it to the playoff or making it to a championship. Not everybody can do that. You have some players that are in the big leagues and they never won a championship, not even in the big leagues or in the minor leagues. And I've been telling them that it's a good feeling. It's you making history. That stay with you for the rest of your life. And now that we're in this position, not not to give up, to keep playing hard and give our best out there on the field.
What have you made of this week? What has stood out to you mostly about this week from your team against Wilmington?
Well, the guys are playing well. The pitching's been doing good, even though some games didn't go in our way. The guys still playing hard. Like I know we lost one game 11-7 after winning 7-5 or 5-0. Well, this is baseball. That's how it is, baseball, and that's why you can never, in baseball, until the 27th out, you can give up. You gotta keep playing hard, and it's not over until the last out. That's something that I always preach here to the guys and coaches too, and just keep playing baseball until the end. You gotta start your giving good energy and playing hard from the first inning to the last out. But the guys, my players are giving me the best, and I know it. With the way they're practicing every day, they come in here, they practice hard, the concentration. So I know they're giving the best. So I'm good with that if they're giving me their best on a daily basis.
One guy who's really embraced his role has been Dyson Acosta, who has gone from a starter where it really wasn't working out for him, really struggled at a very low point. But recently, now that he's been a reliever and now your closer, we've kind of seen him step into that role. How impressed are you with Dyson's acceptance of that role?
Very impressed. I remember when we talked to them that I was going to get moved, you know, to be a reliever. He actually took it well. He knew that he wasn't performing the way he supposed to as a starter. He had a good arm, a strong arm. He throws hard, his sliders is plus, and his changeup. So I think being in the bullpen now as a closer, you know, he concentrates just for two innings and give the best he can. And throwing 95 plus with a slider, That will play. Not everybody can hit plus 95 with a plus slider. So he's been doing good. The best thing that I think that he's gotten better is his attitude. He trusts himself more, and he's not letting things affect him like before. Like, I think he grew up a little bit more. He's more mature, and I think that's why his game is a little bit better right now.
Today you get Mike Vassell back. He's going to go out there for a scheduled three innings. You hope that if he gets out there for the full three innings, and you're going to have him back for next week as well, and potentially the playoffs. So I know Mike's been on the shelf for a little bit, just trying to get right. How nice is it to have him back?
It's really nice. Mike Vassell was one of our key pitchers here, and I'm glad that he's back. I think he's going to help us a lot. And he's healthy now. Like you say, he has a pitching count. Hopefully he goes three innings, but it's not anything he can give us to us. It will be nice for him because it's his future, and he need to pitch so he can get better. Yeah.
And then coming out of the bullpen, Junior Santos, he's been ultra reliable. He's pitched for you every single week this year. For a guy who's only 20, 21 years old, just getting used to full season, how impressive is it that he's been able to go out there every single week?
It's good. I think that come in place with his preparation. He's been preparing himself since day one. He's always early. He works hard. He does all his routine with his pitching coach, his sides, bullpen. So his preparation is up the chart, and I think that's why he's been healthy all year round, and he's been doing a good job. He's still young. He's still learning, but I think he's going in the right direction right now.
I know the season has one more week, but this is the last home game. You're going to go out there and ride the Cyclone after the game?
I ride the Cyclone three times already, but I'll probably do it again.
Louis, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have more next on a Sunday afternoon from Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
I'm back. Back in New York Blue.
Well, I suppose you never know what you're going to learn in a trip to the manager's office. Luis Rivera ridden the Cyclone three times and plans on doing it at least one more time. See if the Cyclones can give him a little more flexibility in when he rides it. Be a lot better if he could do it during a playoff run. That's what the Cyclones are shooting for as they wrap up their home regular season against Wilmington this afternoon. It is a beautiful day for baseball on Coney Island. Cyclones looking to take 4 of 6 in this set with Wilmington. Keep pace atop the North Division. We'll have an eye on what's going on at Dutchess Stadium in Hudson Valley with the Renegades wrapping up their 6-game set against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, hoping for some help. Before we get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch, a look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse lost to Scranton Wilkes-Barre 14-5 yesterday. Jesus Vargas suffered the loss after allowing 7 earned runs in 2 2/3. Gosuke Cato knocked a pair of doubles, his third multi-extra base hit game of the season, and Nick Meyer and JT Riddle each hit a 2-run home run in the game. Binghamton fell to Somerset 4-1. Garrison Bryant took the loss, went 7 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts, tied a career high with those 7 innings pitched. Zach Ashford knocked in the team's only run of the game with a game-tying RBI single in the 2nd inning, and Wyatt Young was 1-for-4 with a double, extending his hitting streak to 6 games. And at low A, St. Lucie topped Jupiter 4-2. Joel Diaz, 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Joey Lucchese tossed 2 innings for the first time in his rehab assignment and earned the win. Has not allowed an earned run through 5 rehab innings. And Omar De Los Santos had a 3-run homer to score 3 of the team's 4 total runs. Leadoff double to start the game as well. And Kevin Parada, first-round pick for the Mets, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk, drove in a run on that RBI single to left center field earlier in the ballgame. So the Cyclones coming into play today at 66-60 on the full season. Get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, Nick. The lineups are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. The lineup for Wilmington, second baseman Viandel Pena leads off, followed by the left fielder Ricardo Mendez. Justin Connell bats third as the DH. The cleanup hitter Leandro Emiliani plays first base. Kevin Strohschein plays in right field. He bats fifth. Center fielder Cody Wilson bats sixth. And the bottom three in the order, Cole Daly, the shortstop, he bats seventh. Third baseman Paul Witt hits eighth. And Jared Gonzalez, the catcher, bats ninth, plays for the first time in this series. And on the mound today for Wilmington, left-hander Justin Saenz. Wilmington comes in 8.5 back of first place Hudson Valley, 27-32 in the second half. For the Cyclones, who are a half game behind the Renegades, 35-24. Left fielder Matt Rudick leads off, followed by Alex Ramirez, the center fielder. JT Schwartz bats 30s at first base. Second baseman Jose Peroza in the cleanup spot. The 5-hitter, that's right fielder Stanley Kitzwager. He's ahead of the 6th man, catcher Jose Maynup. William Lugo, he's at third base tonight, batting 7. Joe Swazi DHs today and bats 8. Swaz playing in back-to-back games. And the shortstop, Sherman Newton, bats 9th. Mike Vassell taking the mound today for the Brooklyn Cyclones for the first time since the end of June. It's a nice comeback for Vassell, who is a prospect pitcher taken out of Virginia last year. He is number 11 on the top 30 list for the New York Mets. The Cyclones have taken the field for the final regular season home game of 2022. It is a gorgeous Sunday beach day. Sun is high in the sky and shimmering down on us. It is a hot one today at 85 degrees. We'll be back for the final game between Brooklyn and Wilmington right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one into right. Down the line, and it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well left field. The fielder going back up against the tree. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Looking by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
Fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn's Cyclones Baseball. This afternoon, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays the finale of a six-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Sunday, everybody, from Coney Island. It is the final home regular season game of the 2022 season. It is game number 126 for the Cyclones. So final time in front of these home fans. Brooklyn goes on the road next week for six at Winston-Salem in North Carolina and hoping to get back here to play maybe one more, maybe two more games for a potential playoff spot. Cyclones enter this game a half game behind that playoff spot, trying to leapfrog Hudson Valley. And every single day we seem to be doing that. And even if Brooklyn wins today, Hudson Valley loses tomorrow, nothing is set in stone with six games left to play afterwards. So as you heard from Luis Rivera today, he's just excited to have an opportunity to be here with his team. Mike Vassell makes a return to New York City tonight. Vassell scheduled to throw three innings. He was last year's draft pick out of Virginia, eighth rounder. He's from Wellesley, Mass., 22 years old. Last game he pitched with the Cyclones was a long time ago, June 29th, against Hudson Valley. And Mike dealing with some elbow issues after that. Happy to have him back. So nothing so serious where he misses the rest of the year. Vassell was on the shelf on the injured list from early July and then resurfaced just a couple weeks ago. Pitched with the FCL Mets against the Nationals and then with St. Lucie for an outing, and he's back here in New York. So Viandel Pena strides to the plate. Pena wearing the navy blue top and gray pants with a red stripe from the belt down to the ankle. Rocks written across the chest, trimmed in aqua green. The number in light blue on the back, trimmed in white. Cyclones in their home white unis, white tops, white pants. Cyclones in red, swooping down and up the chest. First one, Mike Vassell delivers a fastball strike at 95 miles an hour. That is that Vassell velo we have come to know and love. 6'5", 240 pounds. High kick, 0-1. Caught on and missed. Good changeup at 86. And it's nothing in two. Pena hitting a 218. No homers, 9 RBIs. 291 on base. The 0-2. Fly ball center field towards left center. Ramirez coming on, makes the catch, stabbing at and through the ball. Good grab by Ramirez in center. There's one away.
And a really good jump by Alex Ramirez. Finding his way through playing center field in a different spot for the first couple of months of his high A career. Got an excellent read on that ball, no hesitation, and made a nice catch.
Ramirez in center field. Stanley Consuegra in right. Matt Rudick out in left. Here's Ricardo Mendez, lefty hitting left fielder against the righty. Vassell uncorks. First pitch zings in there at 96. Nothing and one.
William Lugo at third, Sherman Newton at short, Jose Peroza plays second, JT Schwartz at first, Jose Mena catching Mike Vassell. The 0-1. Just missed outside, tried to spin a little slider off the far side of the plate. It's a ball and a strike. Vassell kind of cocked his head left and right, said, okay. Just missed. Taps his feet, the 1-1. Serve towards shortstop. Newton makes the catch in the air. About shin high, right off the turf. And Mendez lines out. Mendez was at 232. Five homers, 44 RBIs. A 288 on base. A two up and two down for Vassell. Six pitches, five for strikes. And here's a good matchup with right-handed Justin Connell. He's DHing this afternoon. First one from Mike. Blasted in the air to center field. Ramirez over in the gap in right center now. He makes the catch just in front of Stanley Consuegra, who went floating by. So Mike Vassell has an easy, breezy, beautiful first inning. It's a 1-2-3. Nothing for the Blue Rocks. Cyclones coming to the plate when we get back at the bottom of the first on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Brooklyn comes to the plate against Wilmington left-hander Dustin Saenz. Second time this week, Cyclones are matched up mano a mano with the southpaw out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Dustin pitched on Tuesday, pitched pretty well, two runs over five, and did that just 65 pitches. So Saenz trying to get Wilmington to a split. These guys have actually had some good success against Brooklyn this year. Cyclones win this game today, and they salvage a season split. Wilmington strong. They've lost a lot of their really good key players that were key cogs, the Omar Marahildos, Israel Pineda's, Yasiel Antuna, most recently number one Nationals prospect, Robert Hassel III. All those guys up to double A and beyond. But Wilmington at the end of the year trying to salvage a split. Cyclones going for the series victory. Matt Rudick leads off, lefty against lefty to start the bottom of the first. First pitch, I misses down and out at 89. One ball, no strikes. Rudick at 244, the on base at 370. Three homers, 25 knocked in. The 1-0 fades outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rudick last night, a good little leadoff hitter again on two out of four times. Trying to finish the season really strong. Matt's been phenomenal this year. Hitters count 2-0. That's a little bit down with the heat. Saenz misses for ball three. Saenz out of Texas A&M, drafted in the fourth round last year. 23 years old. 3-0. And the breaking ball is in there for a strike, 3-1. Making his 20th start and his 22nd professional start. High kick, 3-1. That's outside. Rudick on base again with a five-pitch walk. Jared Gonzalez catching today. He's working with Saenz, battery mate. Paul Witt at third. Cole Daly at short. Beyond El Pena at second. Leandro Emiliani at first.
Ricardo Mendez in left. Cody Wilson in center. Kevin Strohschein plays right field. Donning the neon orange sleeves today, here's Alex Ramirez with a runner at first and nobody out. Alex, the righty center fielder. First pitch. Takes the changeup low for ball one. Alex, two more hits yesterday. He leads all Mets minor leaguers. Has 130 hits. He's having an amazing year. Kicking a throw over, and Rudick walks back into first base. Well, you kind of forget because, you know, Ramirez split half the year with St. Lucie, but his numbers overall, tremendous. He's hit 11 home runs, OPS close to 800 for the year. 1-0. Pins the inside corner with the breaker. It's a ball and a strike. Ramirez with the clones hitting a 270. 5 homers, 30 ribbies, 324 on base. Has 14 doubles with Brooklyn, but his 27 overall leads all Mets minor leaguers. From the chest to 1-1. Drops down low with the fastball. Ramirez takes 2 balls and a strike. Always colorful. White jersey today with a little red in there, of course, for the Cyclones. But Alex brings his own orange, the sleeves, the shin guard, and even the laces of his cleats. 2-1. That's in the dirt and low. 3 balls and a strike. Gonzalez, the easy block. He keeps Rudick at first.
It's certainly an impressive wardrobe. You never know which color you're going to get, whether it's pink or green or orange today, but it's impressive.
Yeah, Francisco Alvarez was a lot like that last year, where he'd come out with almost something new every day. You go, where are you keeping all this stuff? Throw over to first, and Rudick walks back in. It's like the old Craig Sager, one of the legends out there, always had a fresh suit.
Right.
Never wore the same suit twice. 3-1. Strike two, even though home plate umpire Mickey Smith got caught a little bit there. He pulled the old chainsaw out. So it's 3-2. Sorry, Mickey. Mickey's back there. Chandler Durham on the bases today. No score, bottom of the first. One on, nobody out. High kick, payoff pitch. Foul back. That was 89 over the outside corner.
My favorite part of that whole situation was that Alex Ramirez didn't even pick his head up. He didn't even turn around to say, no, you don't have it right, whatever. He just kept going. Nope.
Couple smiles from both dugouts. Rudick leading. Science kicks. Rudick goes. Pitch is a little bit low. So Alex walks. Even though Rudick took off, he just moves over. And now back-to-back walks issued by Dustin Science, who walked just two in Tuesday's game. Not really something that he has as an issue this year. Just his 13th walk in about 40-some-odd innings.
Has certainly been good with the control on the majority of the year. Cyclones doing a good job waiting for their pitch, staying in the zone. Sometimes tough for Science. Second time in a week, trying to be a little bit more fine, careful around the strike zone. So a nice job by the Cyclones to lay off. And if he's not going to throw the ball over the plate, he'll swing at it.
Two on for JT Schwartz. Cyclones starting to heat that water up on Dustin Science. With nobody out. Lefty against lefty. Science to the plate. First pitch, strike at the knees. Went with a fastball. Nothing in one. JT trying to finish the year on a high note. He's already done an excellent job of that. And game after game seems to do even better. Hitting .359 over his last 15 games. Trying to ascend at the end of the year. 0-1. Caught on and missed. Nasty breaking ball. Nothing in two. Schwartz overall, .276 hitter, getting onto the .356 clip. And even though the 5 home runs, you'd like a little bit more, I guess. He has 24 doubles. Ain't nothing wrong with that. A little gap-to-gap power for JT. Science, though, has him 0-2. Lefty tilts his head, comes home. That pitch rolled over, foul outside of first.
But Schwartz was on the top 30 Mets prospect list. In fact, both Schwartz and Jose Peraza on the top 30 list. But as both have fallen out, both have gotten better. And I asked JT about that last week in Jersey Shore. He said, I had no idea I even fell out of the top 30. Thanks. Thanks for telling me. Here he is hitting 350. The 0-2 hit him on the shoulder. JT barely moved. That was right at him. And Science having a very head-scratching start. Walk, walk, hit by pitch. And they loaded up for Jose Peraza.
And he looked sharp back on Tuesday. In the zone, no problem. Sometimes early on, trying to find that control. Especially second time in a week. But he has certainly not been sharp to start this ball game. And now the key for Brooklyn, because they haven't done it the last couple of games, take advantage of all these runners on base.
So pitching a visit. Here comes Mark DeFelice. Former big leaguer with Milwaukee back in the late 2000s. 77 big league games for DeFelice, the 46-year-old. He's from Pennsylvania. Able to now pay it forward with some of these guys in the Washington National system. And Science was, he was also a top 30 guy, kind of hovering on that list. A lot has changed though for the Nationals because they've had so much to keep coming. First and third, one out from Mena. Pitch to Jose. Swing and a miss at a changeup for a strike. Mena batting at 252, eight homers, 34 RBIs and a 287 on base. Schwartz at third, Consuegra at first. Zion still in trouble with one out. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Another changeup down and in. Strike two. First inning pitches for Dustin Science. Puff and a puff, 0-2. High pop into shallow right. Stroshein comes racing over towards the line. He makes the catch. And here comes JT, but he bluffs as the throw comes in. Schwartz retreats back to third. Stroshein made that catch. Viandel Pena went all the way out there, and he just kept running, almost crashed into Stroshein. Wilmington does get the second out, and no run scores.
Seeing that, I'm a little bit surprised Luis Rivera didn't try and roll the dice. Ordinarily, that ball is way too shallow to test it. But with some confusion between Pena and Stroshein, perhaps a roadblock to making the throw to the plate, Luis so aggressive, a little bit surprised there.
Seventh hitter at the bottom of the first. It's William Lugo, righty third baseman. Brooklyn 2, Wilmington nothing. Pitch. Science hits his spot on the inner half with the fastball. Nothing and one. Lugo at 259. Four home runs, 15 RBIs, 333 on base. Science a look at first. Pitch home. Ripped towards short. Gilly over to his right. Fields on the backhand. To his feet. Throws to first. It pulls Emiliani off the bag. Lugo is safe. Short scores. It's 3-0.
And some more hard contact in this inning. William Lugo into the shortstop hole. Really tough play for Cole Daly. And that should be a base hit. And your mind immediately goes to Cody Wilson making that throw to third instead of second. And the Cyclones taking advantage. Heads up base running by Schwartz. And right there, it leads to a run.
So Lugo drives in his 16th. He's at first. Consuegra's at second. Science has hit his limit. Here comes Mario Lison. Well, this is a nightmare for Wilmington. They didn't expect this. Having to go to the bullpen in the first inning. Science throws just way too many pitches. New young arm of the organization. They're going to beat him up for no reason. So Lison takes the ball. And here comes a new arm trotting in from the left field pen. With two outs and two on, Cyclones still hitting up 3-0 in the first on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973 973- 470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
So Wilmington goes to the bullpen in the bottom of the first inning. Justin Saenz this afternoon throws 27 pitches and is replaced by the lefty, Andrew Alvarez. Cyclones 3, Blue Rocks nothing. Clones batting with two outs and two on. And the eighth man in the lineup, Joe Swasey, gets a chance against Alvarez. So Brooklyn, again, the motto is just to keep on winning as much as possible. Keep putting the pressure on Hudson Valley, who's just ahead of Brooklyn for a playoff spot by a half game. Cyclones have to win one more game than Hudson Valley between now and next Sunday, the end of the regular season. Here's Joe Swasey, lefty against the righty batter. First pitch. Ground ball to second base. Pena fields, looks to first, wings it over, and gets Swasey on the 4-3. Joe is at 219, 7 homers, 29 RBIs, and a 324 on base. Well, 3 runs score on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left. Good start for Brooklyn. A 3-0 lead after 1 against Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Nothing lead for the Cyclones against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. This is MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Sunday Family Fun Day at Maimonides Park. Mike Vassell back on the bump for the Cyclones for the top of the second inning. Two complete opposite innings in that first. Mike had a 1-2-3 top of the first, and Dustin Saenz was knocked out after 7 hitters. 8 total men came to the plate. So Saenz ends up going 2/3, gives up 3 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, doesn't strike anybody out, and he is done. Mike Vassell deals to Leandro Emiliani, and the righty misses a little bit low to the lefty batter. 94 mile an hour fastball, but ball one. Fly out, line out, fly out in the first inning for Vassell. 1-0. Dart misses up and away at 94. Ball two. Emiliani at 191, 3 homers, 18 RBIs, 276 on base. High kick, 2-0.
Vassell misses arm side up for the third straight time. Ball three. Saw Vassell doing some arm circles. Staying loose during that very long bottom of the first. His 3-0 pitch there for a strike. And Emiliani just standing there with his back against his shoulders. He wasn't letting it rip on 3-0. So Mike back into it. Slow windup, 3-1. Fouled back. That was 94 miles an hour. So Vassell happy to be back with the club. Happy to not just pitch today, but hopefully pitch next Saturday in Winston-Salem. And maybe the playoffs. Payoff pitch. Chopper to the right side. Schwartz off the bag. Fields. Flips to Vassell covering. Mike's at the bag. He makes the stab. Steps on the bag, and there's one away.
Know that it's been a little bit of time away for Mike Vassell, but alertly knowing to cover the base. Some things never leave you. Well trained and got that first out.
3-0 Brooklyn. Top of the second. Base is clear for Kevin Strohschein. Righty against righty. First pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. So far, Vassell's been sitting 94. He has touched 95. Mena sets up away the 0-1. Foul back. That was up and in. So nothing and two on Strohschein. Kevin hitting at 246. Three long balls, 30 RBIs. 292 on base percentage. Vassell says yes. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. And as the ball hit the glove, Vassell did the old Steph Curry spinorama. He just turned his back. He knew that was in for strike three. And he sends Strohschein packing for his first punchy of the afternoon.
He looks healthy, huh?
He looks good. Looks good. Command is what has really been the most impressive today. A lot of strikes. First one to Cody Wilson. Way up and in. That's ball one. Vassell finding his spots in that first inning. Through six pitches, five for strikes. And right now 17 pitches, 13 in the zone. The 1-0 to Wilson. Already fouls back, 95. It's a ball and a strike. Cody hitting at 237, two homers, 10 ribbies, on base at 306. Cyclones have a 3-0 lead against Wilmington in the top of the second. Vassell's 1-1. Missed inside. Couldn't snap that slider down far enough. Two balls and a strike. Infield is back. 2-1. Wilson stares at strike two. 95 at the knees on the outside corner. Lethal pitch. Slow windup, 2-2. Chopper towards third. Here comes Lugo. He fields right off the bag. Wings it across in time. Got him. Strong throw from William Lugo to retire the speedster, Cody Wilson. And Mike Vassell has retired all six men he's faced. An inning and a half gone by in Coney Island. 3-0 Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Brooklyn's offense back to the bats in the bottom of the second inning, already leading 3-0 against Wilmington. Andrew Alvarez got the final out of the bottom of the first, where the Cyclones played it 3 runs, a couple walks, a couple hits, a lot of traffic, a lot of problems. Dustin Science knocked out of the game. And so Alvarez gets a full slate. It's a clean start, bottom two. First one to Shervin Newton. Righty rolls over to third. Witt right there behind the bag. Pops the glove, throws across in time to get Newton one away. Newton was at 195, 7 homers, 42 RBIs, 294 on base. And now back to the top of the order from Matt Rudick. Rudick started it all with a walk. Came around to score on the Peroza sack fly. First pitch, lefty to lefty. Fastball missed up and in. 1-0. Alvarez gave up a run the other night against the Cyclones over 2 1/3. 1-0. In there for a strike at 91 miles an hour. The runs in his past two outings. Alvarez turns, spins to 1-1. Rudick hits it up the middle. Alvarez with a grab. He feels Zach Ryder, runs it halfway to first and flips to get Rudick. Excuse me, Andrew Alvarez. You shall not pass.
Wow. Behind the back, the backhand field. Look what I found up the middle. Andrew Alvarez is an athlete.
Oh, that was impressive. So back-to-back groundouts. Here's Ramirez. Pitch. The righty takes on the inside corner at 86 for strike one. 3-0 lead for Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington. 0-1. It's off the outside corner. Missing. 1-1. Ramirez walked his first time. Pitch. That snaps over the outside corner. Breaking ball, strike two. So Alvarez in a little groove. He's retired all three men he's faced. Full windup. The southpaw is 1-2. That's way outside at 92 miles an hour. Certainly a festive day in Coney Island. Beach is packed. Pier is packed. Labor Day weekend. One last hurrah before school. 2-2. That's a little bit low for ball three. This place just comes alive in the summertime. You drive down Surf Avenue on January 3rd, it might look a little bit different, feel a little bit quieter, and that's because it is. Payoff. Cut on and miss. Ramirez strikes out on the low fastball, and Alvarez has a 1-2-3 inning. So Alvarez is Sunday in Coney Island going swimmingly. Cyclones feeling pretty good themselves. Brooklyn 3, Wilmington nothing. We go to the third inning next. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back to Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Three nothing Brooklyn as we go to the third from Maimonides Park, the final home regular season game of the season. And it is a gorgeous day on Coney Island. Little cloud cover rolling in, but blue skies and the sun shining down. Brooklyn with the 3 spot in the first. getting to Dustin Cyan, who lasted just two outs into this ballgame to take the early lead. And Mike Vassell has looked sharp in his return to the Cyclones. Six up and six down against this Wilmington lineup. Bottom third of the Blue Rocks order in the third. It'll be Cole Daly, Paul Witt, and Jarrett Gonzalez. Daly digs in back of the lefty batter's box. And the first pitch from Vassell. Swing and a miss. High fastball 93. 0-1. Daly at 221, one homer and 20 RBIs. Drove in the lone marker for Wilmington yesterday. 0-1. Fastball. High and tight. One ball and one strike. Mike Vassell has looked sharp in the early going. Six up, six down. The control has been good. Stuff has looked great. 1-1. Tap foul at home plate. One ball and two strikes. Luis Rivera saying pregame, it's nice to have him back. Feels like Vassell into the starting rotation will help this team a lot. Called him really reliable. 1-2. Breaking ball down and in. Two balls and two strikes. After Vassell's done, plan is for him to go three. Brooklyn will turn the ball over to Junior Santos. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Daly down on strikes. 95 on the gun for Vassell. His second strikeout. Leadoff man sent down in the third. And here is the Wilmington third baseman, Paul Witt. First pitch. Broken bat, bouncer to shortstop. Newton vacuums up, transfers to first. Two gone.
You talk about that reliability for Mike Vassell. Coming up, first outing back. A lot of pressure. Eight up and eight down is pretty reliable.
So that's a pretty good start. Two away with the bases empty. 3-0 Brooklyn in the top of the third. Here's Jarrett Gonzalez. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball that time. 0-1. Gonzalez 2-for-14. No homers and no RBIs in eight games at high A this year. This is 10th professional game. 0-1. Breaking ball strike inside corner. Nothing at two. 24 years old from San Antonio, Texas. Last played on July the 17th. Played rookie ball last year, one at bat. 0-2. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Gloved by Vassell. Flip to first. Inning over. Well, hard to be better than Mike Vassell was in his return to Brooklyn. 9 up, 9 down, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead to the bottom half of the third when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Three nothing Cyclones as we go to the bottom of the third. Nick DeLuca, Keith Ratt here with you on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Sunday afternoon. Final time in the regular season from Maimonides Park. Cyclones with a three spot in the first to take the 3-0 lead, trying to add to it against Andrew Alvarez, who has set down each of the first four hitters that he has faced out of the Wilmington bullpen today. It'll be JT Schwartz, Jose Peroza, and Stanley Consuegra, 3, 4, and 5 in the Brooklyn order to get it going in the bottom of the third. Every game so precious down the stretch. 7 remaining in the regular season. Cyclones looking for a win today. And our scoreboard watching, keeping a close eye on what's going on at Dutchess Stadium in Hudson Valley. Renegades and Blue Claws wrapping up their 6-game set. First pitch to Schwartz. Swinging a bouncing ball right side. Backhand field, Pena flipped to first. 1 pitch and 1 out for Andrew Alvarez to begin the bottom of the third inning. In the top of the third right now, Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley are scoreless. And the Cyclones, knowing that they're going to need a little bit of help with 7 games to go. But the primary goal, got to win every day. Here's Jose Peroza, wide open stance right side. First pitch, he swings, bouncing ball back up the middle, under the glove of Pena, center field, a base hit. Jose Peroza back on base after seeing the streak snap yesterday. 1-out single in the Brooklyn third. Peroza aboard. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch. Breaking ball strike inside corner. 0-1. Talked a little bit about JT Schwartz in the early going. He's saying that he reminded JT he had fallen out of the top 30. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Peroza running. No throw by Gonzalez. Wild pitch. Rose in a scoring position at second, 1 away for Consuegra. And I find it so hard to believe that JT didn't know he was in the top 30, in, out, otherwise. But you talked to Jose Peroza the other day, and he said he didn't even know he had the streak going on. That's unbelievable to me. 1-1 to Consuegra. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 2 balls and a strike.
Yeah, it is because we track these things every day, and these guys are taking a million swings in the cages, a million swings in BP. They get out there every single night, and they just don't know sometimes how well they're doing.
2-1. It's Wager, hard grounder, base hit, left center field. Peroza gets the wave around. Wilson throw to the plate, offline. Stanley Consuegra, an RBI single, advances to second on the throw. 4-0 Brooklyn in the third.
Good to see Consuegra coming around at the very end here. He had really been struggling. His numbers not looking that great after such an impactful start. But Consuegra finding it, and Peroza finding himself back on base again today and back into score. It's a great start for the Cyclones, trying to knock off Wilmington to win the series.
4-0 Cyclones in the bottom of the third. Stanley Consuegra with another RBI. Here's Jose Mena. First pitch, fastball, called strike inside corner, 0-1. Mena flew out to right, picking on the first pitch his first time. 8-game hitting streak into play today. Said an outstanding series, 10-for-19, 0-1. Breaking ball down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Certainly a very small sample size, but coming into the game today, Jose Mena, a .556 batting average. That's the highest at high A over this last week. One-one. Mena, line drive, left field. Mendez back a step. Makes the catch in front of the warning track. In front of the Coors Light sign for the second out of the inning. Mena tagged it just in the wrong spot.
I'm sure that Jose doesn't quite know that he's the best in the league, though, in the last few days.
That I'm sure he does not know.
It's funny. I said to Peroza, 31 games in a row on base. He said he had no idea. And I said, you're second all time. He goes, how many was I away? I said, you need to get on one more time to tie the all-time record. He said, oh, come on.
Here's William Lugo, first pitch. Wave and a miss at a breaking ball, nothing and one. Lugo, infield base hit, his first time to drive in a run. Cyclones on top, 4-0, with a run in the bottom of the third against Andrew Alvarez. 0-1, breaking ball down and in. One ball and one strike on Lugo. While we're at it, Lugo also in the middle of a good stretch. 10 for his last 23. Sure he doesn't know it. 1-1. Half swing. Pop foul right side and out of play. One ball and two strikes on the Cyclones' third baseman.
And we joke around about it, though. The guys, what they are looking at is how hard did I hit the ball? Situationally, did I get the job done? And launch angle is a big part of that. These guys have goals that are a little bit different than the stats that we keep.
Alvarez sets 1-2. Hard grounder up the middle. Base hit center field. Consuegra chugs around third. He'll score. William Lugo, two out, RBI single. 5-0 Brooklyn in the third.
And right now it is death by a thousand cuts against Andrew Alvarez, who, against Matt Rudick, he's able to defend with some of these worm burners right up the middle, through his legs, around the mound, with three straight singles. Peroza, Consuegra, and now Lugo, all with big shots to add to this lead.
Two at-bats and two driven in for William Lugo on the afternoon. And the Cyclones extending the lead to 5-0. Here's Joe Swazi. First pitch. He lines the ball right center field. Strohschein on the run. Reaches out. It's over his head. And will one bounce the wall. Lugo waved around third. He'll score without a throw. Throw into third. Swazi safe. RBI triple. 6-0. Brooklyn.
Now Joe Swazi, so electric, gets his second consecutive start. He had a hit last night, but that one is a little more memorable. Swaz with his fourth triple in a Cyclones uniform. And single, 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 a gap at a right center for Joe Swazi.
Cyclones had been knocking on the door in this series. Runners on base, not quite able to take full advantage of some of those chances. But so far today, they have taken full advantage. Three in the first and three in the third inning. A 6-0 lead, and the bats have been really impressive.
And again, it's all about being in the right mindset at this part of the year. You heard Luis Rivera talk about it on the pregame. He just feels good. He said, I trust my guys. I trust them more than ever. I know that they have each other's backs. Fighting for a playoff spot. A lot of teams ready to pack it in, feeling tired, ready to go home. But Louis has his clubhouse trending up and feeling good.
It was really interesting to hear from him on that. Part of the manager's report. Here's Shervin Newton, first pitch. Fastball called strike. Said that his experience as a player being a part of the playoffs was something that allowed him to communicate with the rest of the club. 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Louis said it was great to make the playoffs. A really good feeling. You're chasing history. And something that'll stay with you for the rest of your life. Alvarez descent 1-1. Fouled straight back by Newton. One ball and two strikes. Three in for Brooklyn in the bottom of the third. They lead it 6-0 over Wilmington in the series finale. Final home game of the 2022 regular season. Swazi, after the RBI triple, leads off third. 1-2. Fastball off the glove of Gonzalez to the backstop. Swazi scores. Wild pitch. 7-0 Cyclones.
Now just a cross up there with Gonzalez and Alvarez, and with Swazi at third base. That's just the last thing you want. I mean, it's right there outside corner, and Gonzalez maybe expecting a breaking ball there. It stayed up on him. And it leads to another Cyclones run, but Brooklyn continues to put itself in good spots.
2-2 to Newton. Breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. So the Cyclones, on the final Sunday without football until February, are up a touchdown. 2-2. Fastball off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes on Newton. Alvarez taking a stroll in back of the mound. And apparently that was ball four. So Shervin Newton ready to face a 3-2. And home plate umpire Mickey Smith said, no, you can take first. That's better than the two-strike punch out.
Yes. Less embarrassing for everybody.
So Newton walks. Three straight Cyclones on base. And now Mickey Smith motioning something down that first base line. Not sure what's going on exactly, whether Shervin Newton wanted to sting in and hit or not. Anyway, here's Matt Rudick. First pitch. He swings and pops it foul. Left side now to play. 0-1. Reminds me of something I saw on Twitter the other day. Video of Albert Bell way back when and got hit by a pitch. And he just said, no, I don't want to take first. And they finally made him go. 0-1. Breaking ball strike inside corner. Nothing at two. It was one of those up and in pitches where they weren't 100% sure, of course, well before replay. If it hit him in the hand, hit the bat. It's like, no, I want to stay in and hit. 0-2. Bouncing ball, weakly hit, third base charging Witt off his glove. Rudick will reach. Would have been a tough play with how well Matt Rudick runs down the first base line. Paul Witt, obviously aware of that, tried to transfer quickly, but it'll go down as an error.
Yeah, Wilmington just can't get out of its own way a little bit here. They've had a tough inning, giving up four runs. You get a little weak ground ball. Perfect type of contact induced by Alvarez. Can't flash that leather.
Inning continues for Alex Ramirez. Ninth Brooklyn Cyclone to come to the plate. First pitch swinging, bouncing ball up the middle. Base hit center field. Newton waved around third. He'll score. Alex Ramirez keeps pouring it on. Cyclones a five spot in the third. It's 8-0.
And every single one of these approaches has been the old KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Just right on it. Up the middle. Right where you want to be focused. And the singles keep on coming. Just one extra base hit this entire time.
The sixth hit of the inning for the Cyclones. They've batted around. Here's JT Schwartz. First pitch. Fastball strike inside corner. 0-1. Schwartz began the inning with a ground out. Feels like forever ago. Five in this third inning. 8-0 Brooklyn. 0-1. Schwartz, line drive, right center field. Strohschein giving chase. It gets down. Base hit. Rudick around third. He'll score. The hits keep on coming. Cyclones up 9-0. The second baseman, Jose Carrozza. A sixth spot in the third. JT Schwartz with another base hit. And the Cyclones are making this one a laugher early. Eleventh man to come to the plate. Here's Jose Peroza. First pitch. Fastball strike outside corner. Peroza base hit came around to score. And his first trip to the plate in his third inning. 0-1. Peroza slams the ball right field. Strohschein on the run. Back toward the warning track. Settles and makes the catch to finally end the inning. Peroza gave it a ride. Strohschein ran it down. And finally, Wilmington, after allowing six runs in that frame, is out of the bottom of the third. Cyclones send 11 men to the plate. And six score. We're through three from Maimonides Park. 9-0 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones bats are certainly in a groove. 9-0 Brooklyn as we go to the fourth inning. A sixth spot in the third. And some big-time breathing room for Junior Santos, who takes over on the mound. First pitch to Pena. Fastball strike inside corner. 0-1. Santos takes over for Mike Vassell, who faced 9 and retired 9. 0-1. Sinker below the knees. 1-1. This is the third time of the season Junior Santos pitches out of the bullpen. 4.51 ERA for the towering right-hander from the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Sinker down and in. 2-1. Junior's control has been solid on the season. Just trying to get in a rhythm. That has been the struggle, especially in the early going of his outings. 2-1. Sinker off the outside edge. 3-1. Steps off, trying to get on the same page with Jose Maida. Santos rocks in the 3-1. Sinker strike at 95 in the count fold. Junior on the season. In the first inning, an ERA of 7.06. In the second inning on, 2.66, 3.43, 3.72, 3.2. Hard grounder, base hit, right center field, out of the reach of Peroza. Ramirez glides over. First hit of the afternoon for Wilmington off the bat, Viandel Pena. Pena aboard to lead off the top of the fourth inning. Here's Ricardo Mendez. Santos into the stretch, looking to get through his first inning of work. Cyclones on top 9-0. First pitch, runner goes. Fastball strike, throw down. Tag applied in time. Pena caught stealing. Jose Maida with a beautiful throw right on target. Newton slapping the tag down. And the first base runner of the day for Wilmington erased rather quickly on the caught stealing. Santos back into the windup at the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen, nothing at 2. Had a chance to talk to A.J. Sager about Junior a while back now. He said that the routine, the preparation has been solid. Know that first inning's been a struggle, not sure why. 0-2, fouled back again. Count holds. Luis Rivera talking about Junior and the manager's report. Such a young pitcher. First full season in the minor leagues. Was really impressed with his preparation, called it off the charts. 0-2, breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-2. Luis said that Junior had been preparing well since day one. Still young and learning, but going the right direction. 1-2. Fly ball. Straight away left field. Rooting back a step and now in. Angling toward the line. Makes the catch for the second out. Two away in the Wilmington fourth. Here's Justin Connell. Getting the DH today. First pitch, breaking ball, strike inside corner, 0-1. Connell had a 10-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. He's been one of the lone bright spots in his Wilmington order. 0-1, high fly ball, left field, Rudick back, warning track, settles underneath the video board, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Connell struck it well. Rudick had enough room, and Junior Santos faces the minimum in his first inning of work in the fourth. 9-0 Brooklyn. We're through 3.5 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com. Bottom four in Brooklyn, 9-0 Cyclones. And the finale of this six-game set and the final regular season home game from Maimonides Park in 2022. Cyclones putting up 6 runs in the bottom of the third inning, sending 11 men to the plate. And the offense that had been getting some mixed results, 11 hits a couple of times in this series, leading to just 2 runs. Well, the results have been one-sided today, 9-0 for the first 3 innings today. 5-6-7 against a new pitcher. Roberto Chu takes over. Lefty's first pitch. Consuegra rips the ball down the left field line, just fouled off the netting. No balls and a strike. Chu takes over for Andrew Alvarez, who went 2 1/3, 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 of them earned. A walk and a strikeout, that E5 prolonging that third inning, and the Cyclones tacking on a couple more runs. Chu with the red glove in front of the belt. Nods yes to the sign. 0-1. Broken bat roller. Weak right side. Glove fan field Pena. Flipped to first. One away. Roberto Chu. 4.26 ERA. This is 29th appearance of the year through 50 2/3 innings. And has allowed 43 hits. 51 strikeouts. Walk rate's been pretty good. Here's Jose Mena. Bat on the shoulder, first pitch. Fastball up and away, 1-0. Mena 0-2, a couple of flyouts to this point, looking to extend his 8-game hitting streak, and it looks like he'll have plenty of opportunity today. 1-0. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Cyclones 9, Wilmington nothing. Bases empty, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chu rocks into the wind, 2-0. Wave and a miss by Mena. Well out in front of a changeup at 81. Two balls and a strike. Cyclones have come out focused today. Product of that division chase down the stretch. 2-1. Mena lifts a fly ball straight away center field, not deep. Wilson drifting toward the alley in left center makes the catch for the second out. Luis Rivera talking on the manager's report about the energy that is created in a playoff hunt. And has been really appreciative of the effort that his players have given him. Know what's on the line every day and have come ready to work. Two away, here's William Lugo. First pitch, wave and a miss at a breaking ball, nothing and one. And perhaps now with a 9-0 lead, more importantly, Jersey Shore out to a 2-0 lead, bottom four at Dutchess Stadium. 0-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. No balls and two strikes. Bases clear, two out, 9-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. Cyclones scoring three in the first and six in the third. 0-2. Lugo takes strike three called. Fastball inside corner. And Gilberto Chu has a 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen. Cyclones down in order, but still out to the big lead. 9-0 as we go to the fifth. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones have a monster 9-0 lead against the Blue Rocks. Wilmington comes to the plate in the top of the fifth inning against Junior Santos. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. And as the Cyclones have the lead, entering today with a half-game deficit behind Hudson Valley, trying to leapfrog the Renegades for a playoff spot. Jersey Shore leading Hudson Valley 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. So good news all around. Leandro Emiliani leads off. First one from Junior. Lefty bounces the ball to first base. Schwartz is there behind the bag. He takes it across himself for the out. So Santos has faced the minimum over his first four batters. And now the five-hitter, Kevin Strohschein. By the way, Aberdeen was kind of nipping at Brooklyn and Hudson Valley's heels a little bit. But those guys have now fallen to 3.5 back. Aberdeen has lost two in a row. First one from Santos to Strohschein. Breaking ball swoops in for strike one. So Aberdeen 5 wins in its last 10 games. The Renegades and the Cyclones just will not stop winning. 0-1. Sinker just missed outside. Ball and a strike. Renegades have won 8 of 10. Cyclones have won 8 of 10. This is going to be a great finish. Still long from being decided. Kicking a 1-1. Chopper foul towards third. 1-2. Now Aberdeen The only reason that they would be a pest, they're already in the playoffs winning the first half, is that if they win the second half again, then you say, well, what happens if the same team wins both halves? 1-2. Just missed outside with 95. Two balls, two strikes. At that point, it defers to the next best full season record in the division, which would be Hudson Valley. So that would be no good. The 2-2. A little bit low with the slider. Stroshine has a full count. So both Hudson Valley and Brooklyn don't even want to mess around with Aberdeen coming close to finishing in first place again in the second half. And right now, it looks like it's not going to happen. 3.5 back with 7 to play. Pretty tough. Payoff pitch. Grounded. Foul outside of first. Oh, bouncing ball down the line. And the base umpire, Chandler Durham, had a jump rope his way out of that. And he leapt off the turf, feet up, feet down. And then we waited, and he called it foul. But it was close to the bag. One out, base is clear, top five. Santos is 3-2. Caught on and missed. First strikeout in relief for Junior. Two down. Now today, Aberdeen is also playing Hickory. They're up 3-1 at the bottom of the fourth inning in Maryland. First place in the South, that's Rome. They have a two-game lead over Bowling Green, who's already in. And a three-game lead over Asheville. Pitch to Cody Wilson. He takes a strike on the outer half. Rome and Greenville postponed today. Rain down in Georgia. Asheville hosting Bowling Green at 6:05. The 0-1. Wilson balloons one into shallow right field. Long run in for Consuegra. Loses the hat. The ball drops in the Bermuda Triangle. Bounces into foul ground. Schwartz picks it up. And Wilson ends up at second base with a lucky little bloop double down the right field line. So Wilson just popped it perfectly between Consuegra, Perosa, and Schwartz. About medium depth down the line. So with a 9-0 lead, you don't mind that. Of course, you'd love to get Junior on a roll. DeSantos is one out away. Trying to get through the top of the fifth. Here's Cole Daly from the left side. Santos fires away and misses off the plate with 95 miles an hour. So Asheville and Bowling Green coming up later. So is Greensboro and Winston-Salem. Daly struck out his first time. First at bat today against Santos. Junior looking at second, looks home. The 1-0. Letter high sinker strike. 1-1. Bloomington with just two hits and two base runners. Wilson off second base. Santos deals the 1-1. A pitch caught on and missed. A very late swing from Cole Daly. Totally fooled by that 95-mile-an-hour pitch on the inner half.
Called that a sword.
Now you could just see the look on Daly's face off into the distance after that bat came through. What did I just do? 1-2. Just missed inside. Junior thought he had it. Maina thought they had it. Jose held the glove an extra beat. And as he delivers the ball back to Santos and hops back into squat behind home plate. He's shaking his head a little bit at Mickey Smith. No animosity there. Just competitive. Wants the strike call. So Junior try again. 2-2. Here comes. Line to left field. Rudick back a couple of steps. Makes the catch. And the inning over. So a bloop double for Cody Wilson, but that is all she wrote for Wilmington's offense in the top of the fifth. Halfway through the ballgame, Cyclones 9 and the Blue Rocks nothing. From Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Home half of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. Final home regular season Sunday in Coney Island. Cyclones put on a show for these fans. The offense has scored 9 runs on 8 hits. And the pitching staff shutting out Wilmington. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. Off day, travel day tomorrow. Cyclones jump on a flight to Charlotte. Drive the rest of the way to Winston-Salem to take on the Dash at their place for the first time in franchise history. Next week, the final week of the regular season. Usually back in the old days, minor leagues would be done by now, especially us at the lower levels. AAA usually hangs on for an extra couple of weeks because, of course, those guys at any moment can get called up to the big, so they need to stay fresh. So instead of wrapping up by Labor Day, we still got plenty of baseball left to play in 2022. Joe Swazi leads off against Alberto Chu. First pitch from the lefty. Changeup misses outside, 1-0. Swazi tripled to right center his last time. Brought in a run, part of that 6-run third inning for Brooklyn. Chu kicks and deals a 1-0. And the breaking ball missed off the plate, ball two. Well, some of that little sunshine Swazi has even Joe kind of scratching his head at what's going on. The 2-0. Pop foul back in the crowd. During the day, Swazi is hitting 311. And during night games, 186. It is a split that is not just random, but something that Swazi is trying to fix. 2-1. Ripped in the shortstop hole. Base hit left field. Sunshine Swaz keeps turning it on. It's his second hit. Now, he said that, you know, sometimes late nights when the stadium lights are on and the full black night sky is up overhead, sometimes it's tough to see. Sometimes he can't quite get as much of a visual look at the spin on the ball like he can during the day. So he's actually been working on some prescription goggles at night to try to help fix the problem. But he even said, I cannot believe my splits are that crazy. Here's Newton with one on. First pitch. Chervin sends a high fly into left. Mendez comes in and over. On the move, towards the line, makes the catch. And Newton flies out.
That is pretty amazing when you think about it, just the difference of everything. And I'm sure it's not just Joe, maybe a little bit more drastic. But seeing the ball so much better during the day, unfortunately, playing a majority of your games at night. So, something you certainly want to be able to do.
9-0 Brooklyn, runner at first base, one out from Matt Rudick. Lefty against lefty, Chu from the belt, deals. The breaking ball in for a strike. And so I looked deeper at these splits and I said, well, Swazi, have 5 homers at night and 2 during the day. I mean, not all bad at night. And he said, if you notice, a lot of those home runs are before the sun goes down. This is like a mystery novel. The 0-1. Fly ball into the crowd, third base side. Strike two. But he said he saw an eye specialist just trying to get these interesting goggles. And so he's actually talked to a couple players in the league that have dealt with something similar. So he is working on that. Swazi's put together a pretty good year, first full year in the Mets organization. And it's come alive today under the sunshine with 2 hits and a triple. The 0-2. Breaking ball just missed outside. 1-2. Rudick has walked, grounded out, and reached on error. Both times on, he has scored. The 1-2. Ripped in the air to right. Stroshine over to the alleyway. Walks in towards the infield and makes the catch. Rudick flies out. Two down now for Alex Ramirez. Cyclones, 9 runs, 9 hits. Ramirez, an RBI single and a walk today. He's also scored one of the 9. Cyclones looking to end the week on a high note. Win 4 out of 6 against Wilmington. First pitch. Fastball strike. Pops the glove on the outside corner at 88. Swazi hands on his knees at first base. Not going anywhere. The 0-1. Ramirez flicks it into the crowd, first base side. Top of the fifth, by the way, Jersey Shore up 2-0 on Hudson Valley. They have a runner at third base and 2 outs. The Cyclones again continuing to root for those Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Shoe set belt high. Deals the 0-2 and just missed outside. Mets, by the way, update from them at Citi Field. It's not going well at all. Cookie Carrasco in his return has allowed 5 runs on 6 hits. The Nationals have a 7-1 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning. 1-2. Ramirez pulls it foul down third. Mets lost last night 7-1. And today gave up 4 runs in the top of the third inning. Still half that game to go. The Mets are... It's getting a little iffy right now. Atlanta is 2 back. They beat Miami late last night in the 9th inning, a walk-off win. It's getting a little dicey with a month to play. 1-2. It's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now, playoffs are certain, but it's a matter of seeding. You want to win the division. The way the postseason is built this year, those top 2 seeds, if you will, in each league get a bye. That third place division and the 3 wild cards have to play like the play-in, little play-in round. Here comes the 2-2, and Alex rolls over to third. Witt charges, fields on the short hop, floats wide of the bag, but the tag applied. Emiliani made the catch and caught Ramirez's shoulder going by to end the inning. No runs, 1 hit, and 1 left. We're done with 5 innings from Maimonides Park. It is a 9-0 Brooklyn lead over Wilmington. Trivia coming your way next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's 1 sip... 1 believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It is the 6th inning, and it's also party town at Maimonides Park this afternoon. Final home Sunday of the regular season. Cyclones up 9-0 on the Blue Rocks. Fans go crazy for the t-shirt toss. Surf squad dancing up a storm on the dugout. First base side, getting the fans going. And we've got some trivia for you at home. Paul Witt leads off against Junior Santos. It was Mike Vassell for 3 in his return. 9 up and 9 down. And meanwhile, Santos, two scoreless. Junior's first pitch to Paul Witt. Just missed outside for ball one. Witt, a ground out as short his first time. Santos twists and spins the 1-0. And the slider nabs the outside edge, a ball and a strike. Witt, righty batter out of VCU. 1-1. Paul chops it foul down third over to the sidewall. One ball, two strikes. So have the Coney Combos trivia question for you. Ask you to jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag ConeyConvos if you know the answer. And we'll give you the answer at the bottom of the sixth. And if you get it right, you get a shout-out. If you get it wrong, you are shamed forever.
Mm.
A public shaming. Junior gets a sign from Mena, the 1-2. Missed up and away at 96 miles an hour. ...33 pitches in relief now for Santos. He has been pretty economical. Pitch. Down and away. Three balls, two strikes. He's allowed two hits, but one over the minimum. Single and a bloop double. Luckily for Junior, came with two outs. No harm done. Here comes the next 3-2. And he got him swinging. Witt trying to reach across the outside corner. Couldn't touch the 94-mile-an-hour sinker. All right, Nick, your time, baby.
So it is the final Sunday without football until February. Had a very big college football game yesterday. Ohio State taking down Notre Dame. I'm sure that Wilmington shortstop Cole Daly was all over that.
First pitch to Jared Gonzalez. Caught on a miss. Strike one.
The number three all-time leading receiver in Notre Dame history also went on to play 13 years in the big leagues.
0-1. Breaking ball, strike two.
Can you name that pitcher for the Cubs, Oakland, and San Francisco Giants?
Junior high kick, 0-2. Chopper foul out to third base. It rolled off Gonzalez's legs. So a former Notre Dame receiver, you say?
Yes.
If you know the answer, jump on Twitter. Use that hashtag, ConeyConvos. 9-0 Brooklyn. Here's the 0-2. And Gonzalez takes strike three outside corner. A paint job from Junior. Back-to-back strikeouts for the 21-year-old. There's two down at the top of the fifth, top of the sixth.
Has been really impressive. Always about that first inning for Junior Santos. Was able to get out of it unscathed. And the fifth and the start to the sixth have been really good.
Here's Viondale Pena, switch hitter batting left. Nobody on base, two outs. First toss, swing and a miss at a slider. Strike one. Pena singled his last time. That was the first batter Junior faced. The 0-1. Backdoor slider, strike two. Junior had to be feeling really good coming into the game with a 9-0 lead. He's able to just kind of grip it and rip it. High kick, 0-2. That skips to the plate. One ball, two strikes. A breezy Sunday, but a hot one, about 84 degrees. Nobody minds a little gust off the beach. 1-2. Ripped to the right side, base hit between first and second. So Pena tags Santos for the second time. Third base runner allowed in the game by Brooklyn pitching. Now, one of the games that Junior pitched against Wilmington this year was one of his worst, but not in a way that you say burn the tape. Santos gave up 10 hits, a career high against Wilmington last time the Cyclones were in Delaware. But a lot of tough luck singles. Here's Mendez. Pitch. Lefty swings over the sinker. Strike one. Sometimes those sinker ballers who get a lot of contact have days like that where they give up crazy amount of hits. All seeing eye singles. Just one of those weird things that happen. Spin and a throw. Nobody there. That's a balk. So Short's not holding the runner on. It's a 9-0 game. And Junior didn't realize that. So Junior went to step and throw over. And to first base, you have to throw over if you're going to make a move like that. And because Junior didn't get rid of the ball, it is a balk.
If you jump off the rubber directly, have to throw it over. If you step off, of course, you could do whatever you want. But in a 9-0 game, JT Schwartz, two outs, said, I'll give him second base. And Junior Santos had another idea.
9-0 Brooklyn, top six. Two outs, runner at second. The 0-1 to Mendez. Lefty swings over, another sinker. 95 miles an hour. But with Junior as a sinker baller, game where he gives up 10 hits, you don't even worry about it kind of thing. I know it sounds crazy, but move on to next and hope that the luck is there for you next time. Mendez, rest the bat, the 0-2. Chopper over the mound towards the middle. Here comes Peroso from second. He reaches down the ball by him and into center field. Pena around third. He scores. And Wilmington is on the board. It's 9-1 as Mendez reaches. Peroso tried to go down to get that ball and didn't bring the shovel down far enough.
And certainly not the way the Cyclones wanted to lose this shutout. Defense has been a little bit questionable recently. Would have been a tough play for Peroza coming down from second base, but certainly one that would not have allowed a run to score if he's able to keep it in front. Sometimes rushing a little bit, thinking about the transfer and the throw before you make the play and have to take it step by step. Wilmington on the board.
Called an E4. Certainly one Peroza wants to have back. 9-1 game, runner at first. Here's Drew Mendoza batting for Justin Connell. Pitch. That hits the outside corner for a strike. So Connell is out after going 0-2. Mendoza just hops in that DH spot. Mendez off first, no hold. The 0-1. Mendoza takes down and in. One ball, one strike. Drew played last night, 0-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out. Junior 6-7 holds it at the chest, 1-1. Mendoza pokes it foul, third base side, into the launch kitchen on the concourse. 1-2. Drew Mendoza has been really good against Brooklyn this year. Just having an all-around down year, which is a shame. He's a good hitter, hitting 270 against the Cyclones. The 1-2, missed in tight at 95. Two balls, two strikes. Batting average against the rest of the league, just 211. Second straight year, Mendoza's been positioned at high A in the national system. Junior's 2-2. Fouled off Mena. Jose couldn't squeeze it. Mendoza just redirected it enough that catcher couldn't get a grip on it. Mickey Smith, home plate umpire, giving Jose an extra breather. And here comes Mendoza climbing back in the box. Runner at first base, two outs. Two balls, two strikes. Junior's pitch. Grounded towards short. Newton to his left. Knocks it down to his feet. Throws to first. Got him. Beautiful play. Sherman made a nice one last night. Another good one today. And the Cyclones are out of the sixth. One unearned run against Junior on one hit. One left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The answer to the trivia question coming up next. 9-1 Brooklyn ahead of Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat,
Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Wilmington goes to the bullpen as we open up the bottom of the sixth inning. Cyclones have a 9-1 lead against the Blue Rocks today. And the new arm is right-hander Jack Sinclair. So Sinclair gets his name called after Gilberto Chu goes two scoreless. JT Schwartz leads off. So Sinclair gets the heart of the order, 3-4-5. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball tails outside for ball one. A game today where Wilmington has had to put together a Johnny Holstaff day. Started Dustin Science, lasted two-thirds of an inning. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Another fastball in the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Shorts on twice. RBI single. Then hit by a pitch. Scored a run. 1-1. That's at the knees with a fastball. Strike two. So Science lost in that first inning. Ended up only giving up three runs. But then a six-spot gut punch. Bottom three has broken up big. The 2-1. JT flails over a slider. And actually strikes out. That was the two-strike pitch. I had to write in my book. Talk about a gut punch. Nick, the trivia question, please.
So one more time. Huge college football game yesterday between Notre Dame and Ohio State. The number three all-time receiver in Notre Dame history in terms of receiving yards went on to pitch 13 years in the big leagues for Oakland, San Francisco, and Chicago.
First one to Jose Peroza. Popped up towards the first base dugout, and it makes a right towards section 10. And into the crowd. Nothing in one.
Can you name that wide receiver slash pitcher?
That's a great question. I have no idea the answer. I am not that smart. We have two answers that came in on Twitter. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled back.
Jeff Samardzija is the right answer.
Yeah, Nick, is a great trivia question. Samardzija, big guy. You'd never think of it, though, in my opinion, that a guy who was a receiver in college became a great MLB pitcher. Usually a quarterback becomes a pitcher. The 0-2. Breaking ball missed up and in for ball one. John DeLuca got it right and said, at the risk of being shamed forever, guesses Jeff Samardzija. Didn't spell it right. I don't think anybody could.
No.
But he got it right. 1-2. Breaking ball off the plate. Peroza takes and works a 2-2 count. And the DiBernardo sisters said they had no idea, but sent in a picture of them with Sandy the Seagull today on the concourse. Having a great time. The final home game
in 2022. 2-2. That's there at the knees, and Peroza takes strike three. Good work by Sinclair. 93 on the black. So Sinclair, who's usually a late inning guy, gets back-to-back punchies in the sixth. Now, did that come up last night?
No.
Any chance? Just good detective work.
I actually thought about it for yesterday's trivia question, too, but went in a different direction.
9-1 Brooklyn. Here's the Cyclones right fielder, Stanley Consuegra. First pitch. Missed lower than 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Ball one. Base is clear. The 1-0. That missed up high at 93. Two balls, no strikes. Stanley, two singles, two ribbies, and has also scored one of the nine runs. 2-0. Missed way outside. Ball three. So mention that Wilmington starter Gilberto Chu went just two-thirds of an inning, which is usually always a bit of a disaster for any team. 3-0. There's a strike. It happened to the Cyclones last week. Keyshawn Askew lasted two-thirds of an inning. And then Brooklyn won 18-1, so go figure that one. Somehow the Cyclones able to protect the 3-1. Hit Consuegra, and Stanley goes hobbling around. Thought about slamming that bat into the turf. That doubles over in foul territory by the third base on deck circle. So he took ball four, but officially hit by a pitch. And trying to walk it off. Drops the bat, drops the gloves, and heads down to first.
And you hope he's okay. It's interesting that you mention the bullpen and the way that it fits together, because normally, if you're the Cyclones, it's the final game of this series. You're up 9-1. You're going to beat up, and whatever happens to the other team bullpens, you don't care. They can go on and do whatever they want. However, the one interesting wrinkle to today's game is Cyclones might want a well-rested Wilmington bullpen in the next week at Hudson Valley.
Yes, please. That is a huge part of this story. It is Wilmington that is playing Hudson Valley next week. Here's Maina with two outs. Pitch. Breaking ball cut on a miss. Strike one. Right now it is 4-0 Jersey Shore, as they are starting to expand on that lead at Hudson Valley in the sixth inning. 0-1. Cue shot. Foul to the right. Strike two. So last week, Cyclones destroyed Jersey Shore over six games. Went 6-0. And then on the way out said, sorry about that, but if you don't mind, could you help next week? And so far, Jersey Shore saying sure. The 0-2 got him swinging, breaking ball outside corner. And Sinclair strikes out three and works around the hit by pitch. So today, all Cyclones, and at least until the end of the game, against Wilmington, but once the Blue Rocks head out for the week, please, can you help us next week? Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back in the seventh inning. The Cyclones have a 9-1 lead against the Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat,
Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
We go to the seventh inning from Maimonides Park. Cyclones on top by eight. It's 9-1 Brooklyn in the final home regular season game of the season. And the Cyclones getting the help that they needed with Jersey Shore out in front of Hudson Valley by a score of 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Brooklyn beating the brakes off of Wilmington. Junior Santos this afternoon is done. Benito Garcia comes on to make his Brooklyn Cyclones debut. 22-year-old, a 5.06 ERA in 19 appearances across rookie ball and low A St. Lucie. First pitch to Leandro Emiliani, a breaking ball strike outside corner. It's 0-1. Emiliani 0-2, a pair of ground outs to first. Garcia rocks into the motion, lifts the leg, 0-1. Line drive down the right field line, fading foul, and into the Cyclones' bullpen. No balls and two strikes. Junior Santos was really sharp this afternoon, piggybacking Mike Vassell. Oh-2, breaking ball down and in, one ball and two strikes. Santos the final line. Three innings, three hits, one run. It wasn't earned. Three strikeouts and no walks. 1-2. Emiliani lifts a fly ball shallow left center field. Newton going out. In comes Gregory Guerrero, into the ball game in left field for Matt Rudick. And he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So they say when you come into the game, the ball will find you. And that's certainly the case for Gregory Guerrero, getting Matt Rudick off his feet. The final three innings of this afternoon's game, Cyclones on top by eight. Here's Kevin Strohschein, first pitch, breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. Strohschein 0-2, has struck out twice. Garcia, the 1-0. Pop foul right side. And out of play. One ball and one strike. Cyclones got off to a really good start. Three runs in the first inning, six runs in the third. That's really all they've needed to feel comfortable. 1-1. Wave and a miss by Strohschein. Breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes on the Wilmington right fielder. Garcia has attacked the zone coming on from the bullpen. 1-2. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Very good situation to put Benito Garcia in. Clean inning. Eight-run lead. 2-2. Fastball off the outside edge. Three balls, two strikes. Cyclones have had that come up a few times throughout the duration of this season. Throwing guys right into the fire. Not today. Payoff. Bouncing ball, left side, shortstop Newton, high hop field on the backhand, flip to first, two away. Two up, two down for Benito Garcia out of the Brooklyn bullpen. And here is Cody Wilson. Even stance right side, Garcia, first pitch. Wilson, hard grounder foul, wide of third. No balls and a strike. Mentioned it yesterday. Wilson had an opportunity to be on the opening day roster for Washington last season. Nine players placed on the COVID IL. And he says that he's asked about it all the time. 0-1. wave and a miss. No balls and two strikes. And he tells his teammates, anyone who asks, it's a different world. Really hard to explain. You have to be there. Nothing like the minor leagues at all. Hoping to get back. 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Cody Wilson. That the goal for everyone in both dugouts, regardless of what's on the line, the score. 1-2. Pop foul right side now to play. Defensive hack by Wilson to stay alive. Bases empty, two gone, 9-1 Brooklyn, top seven. Garcia looking for a 1-2-3 inning in his Cyclones debut. 1-2, tap foul. Count holds. It has been a really impressive effort from top to bottom for the Cyclones today. Offense has continued to attack, show that good approach, and the pitching has shoved again. 1-2. Hard one bouncer off the glove of Peroza into right center field. Wilson will reach with two outs. See how they score it. In between hop for Jose Peroza, but it played him. And the inning continues for Cole Daly.
Now, even though that is a tough hop and either hit or error, not sure yet what the call is, Peroza wants to make all of them, even the hard ones.
Two away for Cole Daly. First pitch swinging. Pops it foul left side and out of play. Nothing and one. Daly 0 for 2. Strikeout and a flyout. Mentioned he's a former Notre Dame baseball player. 0-1. Fastball in off the plate. One ball and one strike. Tough loss for the Fighting Irish yesterday. It was a good fight, though. Pretty impressive.
Almost meant that when you said it.
It was. 1-1. Tap foul at home plate. One ball and two strikes. They are calling the Wilson one-hopper a base hit. Regardless of how it scored, Jose Peroza wants to make that play. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Garcia has his first high A strikeout and is through a scoreless top of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch time in the final home game of the regular season. Cyclones 9, Wilmington 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Bottom seven in Brooklyn. Cyclones out front 9-1 over Wilmington in this series finale. Three in the first, six in the third. And Brooklyn has been off and running since. Continued to get really strong pitching today. Mike Vassell, 9 up, 9 down. Junior Santos, 3 innings, allowed 1 unearned run. Benito Garcia following suit with a scoreless 7th inning. The Cyclones looking to stay sharp with the bats against a Wilmington pitching staff that will go and get another arm out of their bullpen. Zach Birdie takes over. 27-year-old right-hander against William Lugo. Third base side of the rubber. First pitch. Fastball in off the plate. It's 1-0. Second appearance of the series for the Wilmington right-hander. 1-0. Check swing by Lugo. He went around. One ball and one strike. Birdie pitched back on Wednesday in that Wilmington win. 1-1. Breaking ball strike inside corner. 1-2. Birdie went inning and two-thirds, allowed a hit, couple of strikeouts. And looks sharp. Jersey rippling in the win. Holds the set. 1-2. Breaking ball down and out. Two balls and two strikes on Lugo. Leading off the Cyclone seventh inning. Brooklyn coming into play today, half a game behind first place Hudson Valley, 7 games remaining in the regular season. 2-2, fastball high and tight, count full. Top of the seventh inning at Dutchess Stadium, 4-0 Jersey Shore. Blue Claws have 2 in scoring position with nobody out, a chance to add on to the lead. Birdie holds the set. Time called. And it took until the final home regular season game, but for the first time that I can remember this year, pitch clock violation to put Lugo aboard.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one on the rope. Maybe. We certainly haven't seen a strikeout. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Pitch clock walk. Try explaining that one to Grandpa.
Yeah. Here's Joe Swazi. Just how they drew it up, right? Baseball was intended. First pitch breaking ball strike to Swazi. Nothing and one. Swazi has had a nice day at the plate. 2-for-3. RBI triple. Came around to score in the third. Base hit in the fifth. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Swazi behind 95 up in the zone. No balls and two strikes. It is amazing going through it on the duration of the year. And what an adjustment it is for everybody, for me, coming and doing this for the first time. That it hasn't happened more often. Guys have really adjusted to the pitch clock pretty well. Hold of the set, 0-2. Fastball down and away, one ball and two strikes. Feel like it's certainly coming to Major League Baseball, but I'm curious about how they're going to enforce it. I would imagine, ideally, Major League Baseball wants to train everyone to play quickly and then not have a pitch clock. I don't know if that's realistic,
but I think it's a hard sell in important games to say this guy's going to walk when a pitch wasn't thrown or strike out in the same way. 1-2. Bouncing ball back up the middle, off the mound, fielded Daly to second. One, return to first, double play. Daly to Pena to Emiliani, 6-4-3. And the double play wipes the bases clean for Sherbin Newton.
Yeah, if they do it in the big leagues, I think 18 seconds, which is what it is usually at, it's just too fast.
Yeah.
Too fast.
Here's Sherbin Newton, switch hitter batting left, 9-1 Brooklyn. Bottom seven, first pitch, fastball at 96 outside. It's 1-0. It's interesting. We'll see. Birdie the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss by Newton. Out in front of a changeup, 88 miles an hour. 1-1.
Owners would not like selling hot dogs and beers for 2 hours and 10 minutes. I'll just tell you that. It's too fast.
Yeah.
They like their 3 hour games.
1-1. Fastball strike inside corner, 1-2. And our fastest game of the year, 148.
I know my family, we wouldn't have been in the stadium yet. We'd have been finding parking.
Exactly. 1-2. Newton cuts and misses. Breaking ball. Down on strikes in the inning is over. For a strikeout for Zach Birdie, out of the pen, faces the minimum in the seventh. And the Cyclones will take a 9-1 lead to the eighth inning in the final home regular season game of the season. Keith Radd with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
On we go to the eighth inning. Brooklyn has a 9-1 lead against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, finale of this series, and the home finale in 2022, ahead of next week's last week of the regular season at Winston-Salem. So Cyclones up big and need Hudson Valley to lose in order to jump in front of them for a playoff spot. And right now, Jersey Shore has a 6-0 lead in the seventh inning. So that is music to Brooklyn's ears. Benito Garcia, his second inning of relief. Benito faced one over the minimum, had a strikeout in a scoreless seven. Paul Witt, Jared Gonzalez, and Viandel Pena bat, 8-9-1. Full windup for Garcia, first toss to Witt. The righty takes a breaking ball strike on the outside corner. So Jersey Shore being Brooklyn's best friend right now. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, a slider down and away. No balls, two strikes. Wild pitches, sacrifice flies. Not beautiful today for Jersey Shore, but it all works. Garcia's 0-2. Rolled over to third. Lugo fields on the short hop, finds it in his belt, slings it across in time. Nice play, William Lugo. Let that hop play him, but recovered for the first out.
Nice recovery, strong arm. William Lugo, good fielder. And, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I think Brooklyn certainly thinks it's beautiful, them up 6-0.
Here's Jared Gonzalez with one out. Brooklyn has a 9-1 lead, top of the eighth. Righty to righty, first pitch. Bunt pushed in front of the plate. Here comes Garcia to field. Bare hand throw to first. Got him. So Gonzalez trying to bunt his way on base. He is 0 for 3 today and 2 for 17 with Wilmington. So two quick outs. And it looks like a move to the bench. This is Winder Diaz. The Diaz batting left. First pitch. He cuts and misses for strike one. Diaz's first AB. Tall, slender lefty. Next pitch. Caught on and missed. Strike two. So batting for Viandel Pena, who is the second baseman. Garcia, the little right-hander, throwing the ball well. High A debut. The 0-2. Missed inside with 91. First trip to high A for Garcia, who's been in the organization since 18. The 1-2. Caught on and missed. He struck him out. A 1-2-3 inning for Benito Garcia. Two scoreless in his Brooklyn debut. All Cyclones today. 7.5 through. Brooklyn 9, Wilmington 1. We go to the bottom of the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
September means playoff baseball, and this year, the 2022 South Atlantic League playoffs could be headed to Maimonides Park. Get your refundable tickets today for Tuesday, September 13th. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Jacob DeGrom or Pete Alonso bobblehead, plus $15 meal packages, rooftop all-you-can-drink with a hot dog bar for $49, and suites for $50 per person. Don't miss the excitement of playoff baseball. Text 718-37-BKLY for more information.
Cyclones hit in the bottom of the eighth inning, potentially the last time at the plate, leading Wilmington 9-1. Some changes for the Rocks defensively. Diaz came in to pinch hit for Pena. He takes over at shortstop instead of second base, and Cole Daly goes from shortstop over to second. So it's Witt, Diaz, Daly, and Emiliani in the infield, third to first. And a change on the mound, too. A.J. Candelario, the New Jersey native from Bayonne, he comes on to throw the bottom of the eighth. In the inning, it's Gregory Guerrero, Alex Ramirez, and JT Schwartz trying to add to this lead before trying to collect the final three outs in the top of the ninth. Candelario rocks and deals the first one to Guerrero. Pitch chopped foul at home plate. Strike one. Gregory's first at bat of the afternoon. He's coming on to play left field today. Outfielder just like Uncle Vlad. Candelario's 0-1. Missed up high with the breaker.
One ball, one strike. Zach Birdie, one scoreless inning. A strikeout and a walk. Very soft windup for Candelario, the 1-1. That bends in on the inside corner, and Gregory takes for strike two. Candelario went to Bayonne High School in Jersey and Miami-Dade College in Florida. He spins the 1-2, and the breaking ball gets Guerrero swinging. Candelario, you can hear a cheer or two. I'm sure he's got some family in the building today. This is awesome for him. He's a Frontier League guy last year, played with the New York Boulders, also used to be known as the Rockland Boulders, north of here, played with the Tri-City Valley Cats last year before getting signed by Washington. Here's Alex Ramirez. One out, base is clear, bottom of the eighth. First pitch to the righty. Fastball strike at 94 on the inside corner. Ramirez a single, an RBI, a walk and a run scored. Fill it up the stat sheet today. Bat pointed straight up to the sky, the 0-1. Fastball rolled to third, Witt to his left, scoops it off the turf, serves it over to first base in time. And Ramirez down. The lineup turns over to JT Schwartz. Schwartz on 2 out of 4 today. Cyclones 9 runs, 9 hits. They did it all in 2 innings. 3 in the first, 6 in the third. And they have been in the left lane on cruise control ever since. Nobody on for JT. Here's the first pitch. This one's ripped down the right field line. It is a fair ball and headed towards the corner. Schwartz around first, heading to second base. Shoshine over to field and fire in. JT with a double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. That's number 25 for JT.
And a really impressive swing. That is what makes JT Schwartz so good. Line-to-line power. Can hit for extra bases down the right field line, the left field line. That time, getting a pitch he could handle, turning on it, and hitting it hard.
Louis goes to the bench in place of Jose Peroza and brings Justin Guerrero to the plate. Guerrero back with the club in the last few days. So he jumps right into an RBI opportunity with Schwartz in scoring position at second. First pitch, ready to righty. Candelario misses outside with 89. Ball one. Guerrero's first game since he's come back. Came back up from St. Lucie. But he had been here before this year. The 1-0. Fastball. Fouled back off the catcher, Jared Gonzalez. It's a ball and a strike. So Guerrero was smashing the ball in April, May, and early June. Came up here on June 10th. And then for about 2.5, almost 3 weeks, played with the Cyclones. Had a home run, but wasn't consistently finding that old swing, so they brought him back down to Florida. And he gets the late push-up. Back with Brooklyn, has a little infield depth. He'll play second base in the top of the ninth. Local kid out of Fairfield University in Connecticut. It's a ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Slider swirls off the plate. Ball two. Candelario set belt high. Leans back 2-1. Guerrero smashes one deep to left field. Justin Guerrero, home run. Welcome back. Guerrero touches them all. It's a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Cyclones take an 11-1 lead against Wilmington.
And that one's got to feel really good. Justin Guerrero waiting his turn. Gets his opportunity and makes the most of it. Breaking ball up in the zone. And a guy who is capable of hitting at this level shows you why right there.
So here's Consuegra, and that's just a really good feeling right there for Guerrero. First pitch, Consuegra chases the slider, nothing and one. Came up here as part of the ascension, did really well, got the promotion, and then hit a roadblock and went back down. Good on him for coming back. The 0-1, missed outside, ball and a strike. Consuegra today with two hits. He's been on three times. Got hit by a pitch last time to the plate. 1-1. That's at the knees at 90 miles an hour for strike two. Candelario with the ball behind his back. Standing sideways on the mound with his left shoulder towards the plate. Brings the ball and glove together. Steps back, steps up, 1-2. Popped up right over the mound, left side of the infield. Diaz down from short, loses the hat. Diaz makes the call and the catch. And the inning over. Justin Carrera hits a two-run home run, an exclamation point to a big day for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Clones are three outs away as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It is 11-1 Brooklyn over Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
To the top of the ninth inning. Cyclones are three outs away from a series victory over Wilmington. Brooklyn checks in the ninth with a 9-1 lead, 11-1 lead now, excuse me. Justin Guerrero just hit a two-run home run. A pinch hit two-run home run. And he comes in as the defensive replacement at second base for Jose Perroza. Last home game of the regular season. Having a lot of fun at Maimonides Park, of course, a little sentimental. But the Cyclones hope to be back on this field Tuesday, September 13th. If they do make the playoffs, the Cyclones would host that night. Benito Garcia deals to Ricardo Mendez. And the first pitch misses down and in. Mendez kicks the back leg out of the way and takes the fastball low for ball one. Mendez, Mendoza, and Emiliani. Do a full windup, 1-0. Just missed in tight. Ball two on the fastball. Jersey Shore, 6, and Hudson Valley, nothing in the bottom of the eighth at the Dutch. The 2-0. That curls in for a strike. Slider makes it 2-1. So both decisions hold. The Cyclones would be in first place with 6 to play. The 2-1. Serve deep down the left field line. Guerrero back, turns and looks. It's a one bouncer off the wall. Guerrero fields, fires in. Mendez slides into second base with a double. So Mendez lays the bat head over the outside corner, goes with that pitch up over Gregory's head. Gregory more of an infielder, shortstop, second baseman. Then he is an outfielder. Still a tough play over his head. And so at 11-1, Wilmington with the leadoff man on in the ninth. Benito's thrown 32 pitches in relief. And so asked to get the final three outs. Here's Mendoza, lefty batter, nobody out. From the stretch, first pitch. Way inside, Mendoza scoots out of the way, curling in towards the catcher. One ball, no strikes. Shadows from the light stanchion up the first baseline. Comes creeping out of the first base dugout. The 1-0. Bounded foul down first. Ball and a strike. By the way, speaking of that playoff game on September 13th, always a question of, well, if I get the tickets and we don't make the playoffs, what happens? Well, they are fully refundable. So the Clones don't make it in. Get that cash back. 1-1. Foul back, strike two. And we'll leave the cash back, though, to the credit card companies for perks. We'd rather keep it, because the Cyclones would rather make the playoffs, and I'm sure you'd rather be here to watch. Garcia straightens. Comes still, jersey rippling. A look at second. The 1-2. Mendoza cuts over a changeup. Benito Garcia strikes out his third man in relief, and there's one out in the top of the ninth. Speaker, 11-1 lead for Brooklyn. Here's Emiliani with a runner at second base and one out. The Wilmington first baseman today, 0-for-3. First toss. Fastball missed up high at 90 miles an hour. Ball one. From the belt, 1-0. Pulled foul deep down the right field line towards the back gate and out of the parking lot. Ball and a strike. By the way, programming note for next week when the Cyclones are in Winston-Salem. They play 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, but Wednesday is in the afternoon. 1-1. Hit Emiliani on the back, and he crumbles to the floor. And he is face first in the dirt, writhing around in pain. Garcia got him on the low back. That affects everything. Legs, upper body. Ouch, and now Emiliani to his feet, slamming his gear to the ground. Don Neidig, who always has the towel with him, the athletic trainer, out to give Emiliani a quick overview, and Leandro's good to go. That just hurt. So Neidig back down to the third base dugout. First and second, one out. 11-1 Brooklyn lead. Garcia has allowed two to reach. Kevin Strohschein, the batter. He's 0-for-3. Garcia rumbles home. First pitch strike outside corner. So Wednesday, that game is at 3:36. Weird. But the area code of Winston-Salem is the 3:36. So every year they play one game at 3:36 in the afternoon. We happen to be the one. 0-1. Ripped towards short. Newton reaches out. It's 5 in the left field. Base hit. Guerrero fields and fires back in. Everybody moves up 90 feet. So Strohschein singles. The bases are loaded. And Brooklyn now getting the bullpen up. Looks like Juarez getting warm. Now Rivera and Sager are asking Garcia to go out there for maybe an extra inning. Benito has stretched into a third inning a few times recently. but hasn't gotten all the way through it. So Wilmington has the bases loaded in the ninth, but down by 10. Here's Cody Wilson with two hits today. Pitch. Righty steers it, strike one on the outside corner. From the belt, Garcia holds, staring at the runner at third, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, turned it up to 91 that time. No balls, two strikes. Stroshine at first, Emiliani at second, Mendoza at third. Garcia on the hunt, the 0-2. Ground ball to the right side, Guerrero to his left, Fields. Only plays to first, and he makes it for the second out. Meanwhile, Mendoza scores. Everybody up now to second and third, and Wilmington makes it 11-2. Mendez scored standing up. So credit Wilson with the RBI ground out. Here's Cole Daly with second and third. Righty pitcher, lefty hitter. On at the sunshine. First pitch. Daly rips one to the right side. Base hit past Schwartz into right field. Emiliani scores. Stroshine scores. And Daly on at first base with a two-run single. So Wilmington, a little late life. They made it an 11-4 game. And here comes Luis Rivera to make the change. So the Cyclones, of course, didn't want to have to go to the bullpen for one out. But Rivera, his hand is pressed enough. Double, strikeout, hit batter, single, ground out, single. And Rivera takes the baseball away from Benito Garcia. I have a pitching change with two outs in the ninth inning. Brooklyn 11, Wilmington 4. Plenty of breathing room. Cyclones looking for just one more out when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
The 2023 Brooklyn Cyclone schedule is out now, and it's never too early to put your deposit down for season tickets. Enjoy perks like your own personal ticket representative, ticket exchanges for bigger outings at the park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, plus much more. Great for companies and families to enjoy baseball on the beach as an exclusive member. Text 718-37-BKLYN to learn more or visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones looking for just one more out and turn to Daniel Juarez to get that out. It is 11-4 Brooklyn, two outs, ninth inning. So the guy that's pulled from the game is right-hander Benito Garcia. Garcia not too shabby, but stretching out there at the end, if you will, for an extra inning. Trying to go the full three. Couldn't do it. Last two and two-thirds. So far on the hook for three runs. He does depart with Daly at first base under his responsibility. So Paul Witt stands in for the right side. It's a bicowl. Autumn ball, call to the bullpen.
Juarez from the chest fires home. And Witt lines one over second into shallow right. Base hit. Dilley to second base. He stops there. So if anything, Wilmington making it slightly interesting. And for Brooklyn, making it a little annoying, I'll be honest with you. They're trying to win this game and jump into first place. If this decision holds and the 6-0 Jersey Shore lead holds in the top of the ninth inning, Brooklyn will be in first place. And when you're in first place, you control your own destiny. Here's Gonzalez with two on, two out. Pitch. Changeup missed up high. Ball one. Now the margin for error is so small. Hudson Valley's been feeling it for the last few days. Both teams have won 8 of 10, by the way. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner. Renegades 8 of 10. Cyclones 8 of 10. Both teams with the two best run differentials in the North Division in the second half. 11-4 Brooklyn, ninth inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And Gonzalez and the Blue Rocks down to their final strike. Final regular season home game of 2022. Pitch. Foul back and up over our heads. Stays 1-2. Great Sunday crowd. They've been all great crowds. This Sunday crowd, Labor Day weekend, feeling it. Lones have put up 11 for them today. The 1-2. Line up the middle. Base hit center field to Sherman Newton's left. Dilley around third. He heads home to score. RBI single. Jared Gonzalez hits 11-5. And Wilmington battling back. With their backs against the wall. Just to the left of second base. And now Mena goes out to talk to Juarez, who's given up back-to-back singles. Again, there are two outs. So Mena having a combo, and Lugo over from third, chatting with Juarez. Ahead of the at-bat to Diaz. Switch hitter batting for the right side. The Diaz climbs in. 11-5, Brooklyn lead. Two on, two out. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Diaz struck out his first and only at bat of the week back in the eighth. Oh, 1. Missed up and away with a changeup. One ball, one strike. Juarez tucks the glove in his armpit, has the sign, readies, and the 1-1. Off the plate at 92. The two balls and a strike on Diaz. 19-year-old kid out of the Dominican. Witt at second, Gonzalez at first base. 2-1. Foul back, and once again, the Cyclones are one strike away. So Juarez comes set. His 2-2. Foul down the right field line, soaring towards the deep concourse. This Wilmington team is pesky. They have scored 4 runs in the top of the ninth. Diaz back in, whirls the bat around, rested against his back shoulder. 2 on, 2 out.
The pitch. Up and away. So Juarez now in a 3-2 count against Diaz. They just had Gonzalez with two strikes, trying to put away Winder Diaz. The payoff. Check swinging a ball away. Did he go? No. So the bases are loaded. And now Juarez cannot buy an out. And Luis Rivera is going to the bullpen. This is something. Juarez comes on. Single, single, walk. And we go to the pen. 11-5 Brooklyn lead. It is the second pitching change of the inning. And still, they can't get just one more out. So Rivera goes to the pen. We'll take a quick break. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
So for the second time in the inning, Luis Rivera has to make a pitching change. We're in the ninth inning. It was 11-1. It is now 11-5, Brooklyn. The bases are loaded. It's a Bi-Cal Autumn call to the pen for right-hander Dylan Hall. And once again, the Cyclones are just one out away. So this is a game that's been a bit of a laugher. Cyclones were up 9-0 after 3. But credit Wilmington. If they had anything in the tank, it's all been let out in the top of the ninth. So Juarez was asked to come on. He gave up a single, single walk to load the bases. And so Hall has to get one out. Bases juice, the batter lefty Ricardo Mendez. These fans want to see a victory. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner with a changeup. Mendez doubled his last time. Big guy set belt high. The 0-1. Up and in. Mendez elevates the elbows. That ball comes sizzling up and in. All ready to rumble. The 1-1. Foul back. Here we go again. So the Cyclones are a strike away. Call it your third match point of the inning. All with the jersey rippling deals. And that just missed up high. The fastball at 90 miles an hour. It's 2-2. Witt at third, Gonzalez at second, Diaz at first. 11-5 Brooklyn, ninth inning. The 2-2. Down and away with the changeup. And now it is 3-2. Some of these fans are standing. And now slumping shoulders a little bit. Looking for that last strike. Here it comes. Caught on and missed. He struck him out. This one belongs to Brooklyn. 11-5 Cyclones over the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And a series victory on the final home regular season game of the 2022 season. Dylan Hall gets the final out, and Brooklyn wins it 11-5. Now the Cyclones scoreboard watching, hoping that Jersey Shore can hold on to beat Hudson Valley. Jersey Shore leads Hudson Valley 6-1 at the bottom of the ninth inning, and Jersey Shore is one out away. If that happens, Cyclones to be in first place. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this from Maimonides Park. Once again, 11-5 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
I'm back.
The happy totals after a bit of a whirlwind ending to that game. Cyclones do hold on to beat Wilmington 11-5. And win the series 4 out of 6. I've got even better news for you. Jersey Shore has defeated, finally, Hudson Valley. And so the Cyclones are now in first place by a half game with 6 games to play. So what does that mean? Cyclones win all 6 next week. That's it. They're in first place. Obviously, easier said than done. But today they got it done. 11-5. Give you the final totals before we recap this one. Brooklyn 11 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. Cyclones stranded 6 men on base. For Wilmington, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. 6 men also left on base for Wilmington. The victory to Junior Santos. Dustin Science takes the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes. So go back and recap this one that began at 2 o'clock. Dustin Science against Mike Vassell. And Mike was terrific. First game back for Vassell, he went perfect. 9 up and 9 down to set the tone of the game. And the Cyclones very early able to spot him 3 runs in the bottom of the first. Jose Perosa, sac fly, Stanley Consuegra, RBI single. And William Lugo had an RBI single. Death by a thousand cuts there. It actually knocked Science, the starter, out of the game after 2/3 of an inning. So they went to the bullpen for lefty Andrew Alvarez. So a 3 spot in the bottom of the first. And again, Vassell did his thing. The Cyclones put the game away in the bottom of the third inning with 6 runs. And they sent 11 men to the plate. Had one extra base hit the whole time. It was singles galore. It was a singles event. Perosa, Consuegra, Lugo all singled. Swazi had the big RBI triple. Newton walked. Rudick reached on error with 2 outs. Ramirez drove in a run. Schwartz drove in a run. Those guys went back-to-back singles. And Brooklyn played at 6 in the inning and took a 9-0 lead. So on the pitching side, Vassell was done after 3 because of the pitch count and him being able to just get back out there again. So he went perfect. Junior Santos went three, gave up one unearned run when Wilmington scored in the top of the sixth. Came in on an error committed by Jose Peroza on the potential last out of the inning. Ball went under Jose's glove, and Viondel Pena scored from second base. That made it 9-1. Brooklyn in the bottom of the eighth inning got an extra lift, turned out to be a more helpful lift too. Justin Guerrero, a pinch hit, two-run home run, deep down the left field line, right over the Xavier High School billboard in left field. That made it 11-1. And then into the top of the ninth inning, Benito Garcia, who had gone two scoreless innings, he ran into some trouble. Early double, got a strikeout, hit a batter, then gave up a single. The bases were loaded. An RBI ground out, so that was the second out, made it 11-2. But the next batter, though, Cole Daly singled in a pair, and Rivera had seen enough, and so pulled Benito Garcia for Daniel Juarez. And Juarez had no luck either. Single, single, walk, bases loaded. Rivera had had enough of that. And the game 11-5. Dylan Hall came in. It was the third pitcher used by Brooklyn in the inning, and he got Mendez to strike out and end the game. So a great big booming start, able to have a little bit of a breather at the end of it. And even though Wilmington rallied for four, the Cyclones able to win the game 11-5. So we'll turn it over now to our post-game editor-in-chief, if you will, Nick DeLuca, who was coming back up from an on-field interview. And Nick, before we jump over to you, and we'd love to be back here on Tuesday, September 13th for a playoff game, but of course not going on the road trip this coming week. I just want to say thank you for being here this year and sharing the 2022 story with us. You've done an amazing job. Enjoyed living the Cyclones life through your eyes, and I've really appreciated all the hard work this year.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and it's been a blast to work with you and to work with the entire staff. Nothing but absolutely outstanding things to say about the entire organization, who have been so welcoming from day one, and it's been a pleasure to be in here day in, day out, and to get a chance to do it with you. It was so much fun, and hopefully we'll be able to continue into the playoffs, but at the end of the regular season at home, certainly appropriate to throw out those thoughts. And a big thank you to everybody who listened this year at home. Again, we're hoping to continue on to the playoffs, but that's what makes it fun, and to be able to be a part of it with everybody, such a passionate fan base here in Brooklyn, has been a blast. But there is also reason to think that it will continue, because I'm going to get to the scoreboard here in a moment. But point number one is that Jersey Shore took down Hudson Valley 6-1 today. So the Cyclones, with the win, are back in first place. So it was a really great day for the Cyclones. They get the win to close out the series 4-6 against Wilmington, and again get the help that they needed from, I would call it, a pretty unlikely source in Jersey Shore, who split the series with Hudson Valley. So that is about as good a scenario as the Cyclones could have hoped for, because going into that series, Jersey Shore had been really struggling. So to get three in that series against the Renegades, really impressive for Jersey Shore to come through with the 6-1 victory at Dutchess Stadium today. Around the rest of the scoreboard, Winston-Salem and Greensboro playing at 6:30. 6:05 start for Bowling Green and Asheville. Hickory and Aberdeen are in the top of the ninth inning, a 4-1 lead for the Ironbirds. And that one at Ripken Stadium. But Cyclones not really worried about what's going on behind them. It's what's in front of them, and now that's nothing after the loss by Hudson Valley today. The affiliate scoreboard for the Mets organization, 6:35 start for Somerset and Binghamton to wrap up their six-game set at Morabito Stadium. St. Lucie and Jupiter have gone final, an 8-3 win for the Mets affiliate at Low A over the Hammerheads. And Syracuse and Scranton Wilkes-Barre have gone final at PNC Field, 5-1 win for the Yankees affiliate on top of the Syracuse Mets in that one. Cyclones get the job done. A big start. Three runs in the first, six runs in the third, two more in the eighth, and they hang on for the 11-5 victory, 4-6 against Wilmington, to improve to 66-60 on the full season. Wilmington drops to 62-63, but most importantly, back in first place with six games to go. Wheels up for Winston-Salem tomorrow morning. Brooklyn to 36-24 on the second half, and Wilmington falling to 27-32 on the second half of play. Well, that should just about wrap it up for us. The home regular season at Maimonides Park. Cyclones finish on a high note and will leave in first place with six games to go down the stretch. Have appreciated being able to be a part of this all season long, to share it with so many fans. This outstanding Brooklyn Cyclones fan base has been great to get to know over this year, and hoping that there's a little more baseball left after the conclusion of the regular season. But for now, for Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us. Cyclones back at it on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in Winston-Salem. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.